Hello.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Bet you thought I was going to forget.
I thought that that was a possibility.
I had to rush back home.
You had to rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh, talent on loan from God. Isn't it sad that I know that?
Yeah, but you're a radiophile.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to show you something.
Uh-oh.
Don't
put that back in your pants.
Don't say anything.
Okay.
I'm going to show you something.
Oh, that
oops.
Is...
Oops.
That is much larger than I expected. Well, son of a whore. Oh, my God. Well, I will be interested in hearing the mental machinations that took you from itsy bitsy to a big boner.
I mean, in fairness.
Oh, are you going to just do a automatically contradict me?
Because No. Oh, okay. No, I'm just saying it's not that much bigger. It was the ones we were looking at were overall 14, 15 feet. This is a 20 foot. So anyway.
And yet.
It has been a constant
battering of my ears was that you were looking for a little itty bitty one. And every time I gave you a beautiful picture of a beautiful possibility that was a little tiny bit larger than the itty, itty bitty ones. No, that's big. That's bigger than we want to go. That's bigger than we. And look at what you fucking done. You have now a 42 foot bus RV.
A Thor. $300,000. Yes. Yeah. $300,000 wow. Thor RV that, yeah.
And you even got a driver in the deal.
With 16 slide outs and.
You got 16 slides and what do you get?
No. So level 13 people, I was showing him pictures of our new camper that we were. Today was
that
a holiday.
Can hardly be called a camper.
Today was a holiday for us because my company has recognized Juneteenth for the last few years. So. Even before it became officially a federal holiday, as of yesterday, we already had today off for Juneteenth. So yeah, we went down we had a big story. We can tell the story on the show. Big, just horrible. Like I'm convinced because when you compare the experience that I had buying my truck with the experience that I had with the RV place. Just diametrically opposed.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would have thought they would have been the other way around. I would have thought, like, oh, yeah, you're really sleazy people that, like, you're doing all these, you know, last-minute backroom psychological maneuvers. That would have been the car dealership, right?
You would think that, wouldn't you?
But I think, you know, some of the people on YouTube that I've been watching before I bought my truck had it kind of right, which is, you know, it's 2021. Everyone has a computer in their pocket. So it's harder and harder to do those kind of maneuvers on people because they can just pull the phone out of their pocket and just look it up. They can go, no, you're wrong. Look here. You know, there's two other dealerships that have it for this price. What are you talking about? So that has led them to kind of go more towards fixed pricing. Like, so they all kind of like, this is the price. There's no, you know, like the old Saturn model, right? This is the price. There's no haggling on it. This is the price. And that's fine. And it was a very easy, I don't like to haggle. I'm not a haggler.
Oh God, I'm not either. I hate it.
It's like, how much is it? This is the price. Okay, well, I can either afford it or I can't. If I can't afford it, well then, okay, I'll go somewhere else. But all the RV people, they took it to a new level of a new. Yes,
you were so perplexed on Wednesday that you completely forgot that we were supposed to record.
You know, so it was supposed to be that we were going to go close on our mini teardrop camper on Wednesday. And, but last minute things just fell apart, and that was what discombobulated me to the point that I totally forgot that we were recording on Wednesday night instead of Thursday night, because I went to Disney on Thursday night and I had Osobuco.
Yes, I saw several of your posted pictures. Mm-hmm. It looked very enticing.
It was we had never eaten at that restaurant before, and it was quite good. Very good. So I have put it in my top 10 Disney restaurants.
Well, shit, Daniel, and a big, gigantic shit.
I would put it ahead of Carthay Circle and Blue Bayou, both of which were also in the top 10. I put it ahead of other restaurants, too, but not ones that you would have eaten at.
Well, the food at Disneyland is shit. There were a couple passable places. One was Hungry Bear, that you could get a really good burger at Hungry Bear. Mm-hmm. And the other one was indeed Blue Bayou, which was overpriced and ridiculous, but you were paying for the atmosphere.
Yes, which is lovely.
Which is incredible.
Fireflies.
Yes. And the sound of that banjo off in the distance. And I love Disneyland, but it isn't the same as it was, because you can't walk around in Disneyland anymore. There are just too many people.
Okay.
Too many people in the world, and what can you do?
Well, our trip last night was lovely. We didn't go over until after work, so we didn't get over there until 6:30. It was overcast in the afternoon, so the sun was not out, so it was not beating down hot. And then the lovely breeze off of the World Showcase Lagoon. It was quite lovely. We had a great evening. They didn't close till 10, so we were there until, you know, almost 10, and had a lovely, lovely dinner and an evening at Epcot. Thank you. You'll see it in our upcoming video on the WDW Aristocrafts channel.
Oh, yes, I am subscribed to that YouTube channel.
I know. I'm aware of that.
And I often make comments that mm-hmm. Zachary Jones replies to in a manner in which only Zachary Jones is capable of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is?
Oh, to the point.
Oh, okay. To the point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's just tired today.
I think Zach is a no-nonsense kind of fellow.
Zach is a planner. Mm-hmm. In that if you say, hey, what we're going to do, I'll give you an example because this would be boring on the show. So of course we'll give it to the level 13 folks. Instead of putting $10,000 towards the truck when I was financing it, yes. I put $10,000 on my American Express, even though I had the $10,000 in the bank, to get the points. And then I was like,
incredibly wise.
And then I'll just pay it off when, you know, I have the $10,000 in my account. I'll just turn around and pay it off. And then on the camper today, I needed to put $5,000 down. And I was like, well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to use, I haven't paid the American Express bill yet. I'll use $5,000 of that $10,000 and then only put $5,000 in American Express, because the $5,000 that I need to cover the down payment, I have to get from a bunch of different places. So it's going to take a week or two. So, but that way I can, instead of me putting it on another credit card, I can just pay it right out of the bank account and leave it on the American Express. But I thought the plan was to pay off the, you know, so it was like, it was very kind of, he gets not upset or anything, but his world gets shook when you alter from a previously stated plan. Because mm-hmm. And this is why we ended up, this part we can talk about on the show, but that is why we ended up in a camper that is not a teardrop. Okay.
Because
of that plan. The plan was this. And then afterwards, like, well, you know, but the plan is to get a teardrop. And it's like, yes, but let's sit down and talk about what is the actual thing that we want. We wanted a teardrop because of price. But what if we could get something else for that same price? Let's talk about what actually is important. Let's have a conversation about the things that we really, really want and the price that we're willing to pay. And then we can go from there. And so that's how we ended up in the camper that we got today. Well, we don't have it yet. I mean, we signed everything and gave them money and stuff, but it, you know, it's there. It's not here. It's not in my driveway or anything.
Yes. Do you have a driveway capable of taking your truck and your camper?
No.
So you're going to have to find storage for your camper?
Yes.
Are there facilities around you?
There is a storage place that has RVs and boats right at the front of our subdivision. So it's a minute or two up the road. I don't know what their prices are. And that's what I needed to investigate, is see what their prices were. But in the long-term solution is, my nephew he just built a house on much acreage. And he has...
Is that the Jesus freak?
No, this is my... And he has already said, I can park it on his property. So it's like for free. So I was like, I can park my, so we don't need to pay for long-term storage. We can park her. But initially, at least for the first month, I think I kind of want to put her closer. So, cause we're going to need to be putting things in, like bringing in sheets and bringing in towels and plates and stuff. And we're like kind of figuring out, I don't want to have to keep driving back and forth to my nephew's house, which is 25 minutes from here. Especially not in that truck with that gas mileage.
Does it get poor gas mileage?
I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's horrible. It gets 1720, so 17 city, 20 highway. That's not bad. If I was commuting to work still, it would be horrible. I would not get anywhere near that, because the amount of money I'd be paying weekly in gas would be astronomical.
Yes.
But granted, I've been driving it a lot right this past week because it's new and, you know, it's a new toy. I want to drive it. But we use the electric car for most all things. And then the truck is really going to be for picking up furniture or moving branches out of the yard or, you know, doing those things that we have to do, as well as, oh, let's tow the trailer. I know, boring. I see you falling asleep right there.
I'm not falling asleep at all. Daniel, I was stretching my neck.
Oh.
Because my neck hurts and my shoulders hurt and everything hurts because I'm old.
Flavin.
Lady.
All right, I'm going to refill my beverage and then I'm ready.
I'll be here.
Okay.
While Daniel is filling his beverage, and that isn't a euphemism, he actually is filling his beverage, I have an opportunity to speak to the Level 13, Level 13, Level 13 audience. And, you know, I really should prepare. He always goes to either pee or refill his beverage. And I am never prepared with a vamp, as they say in show business. A vamp for while he is away. Maybe. Wonderful listeners out there, Level 13 people, send in suggestions to me, contact, you'll hear the information at the end of the program, of what I could talk about when he goes to get a beverage or pee. And I could use your suggestions to do a little vamparino, as we like to say, in show business. Daniel has returned and is in the process of...
I'm here.
...moving around his wiring.
I'm here.
I'm going to start recording.
Why, I'll do the same.
Yes, and now I am fully recording. It is recording. The recording is recording. And I believe it's me, isn't it?
It is you, baby.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
1, 2, 3, 4!